Identifying surveillance criteria, case definitions, being able to define an outbreak or notable infection event is one of the most important aspects of surveillance and outbreak investigations. Surveillance criteria, also called case definitions, identify specific conditions that qualify as infections for the purpose of surveillance data collection. They are also used in the calculation and reporting of infection rates. Surveillance definitions must be applied consistently in order to accurately record how an outbreak is progressing. This allows the IP to make useful comparisons between the data currently being collected and the facility's historical data. By using standardized criteria, the IP is also able to compare data collected in LTC and other healthcare settings as a means of benchmarking and tracking the progress and trajectory of an event. Key point: surveillance data must be collected using standardized criteria. This facilitates the accurate identification of trends and the comparison of data from multiple surveillance programs, and it supports benchmarking. Changing the case definition during surveillance or while in the midst of an outbreak can affect results and make comparison of current and historical data more difficult. Therefore, if the case definition is changed, it should be noted in the surveillance report. This is because a change to the definition/criteria may change the infection rate, since the number of identified cases is also likely to change. The criteria chosen should reflect generally accepted definitions of the disease or event being monitored. Criteria have been published for defining HAIs in a variety of settings, and IPs are encouraged to refer to these when identifying the case definitions for their own investigations. The most commonly applied standardized definitions in LTC facilities in the United States are the revised McGeer criteria, Stone et al., 2012, and the NHSN surveillance criteria. For HAI cases, it is vital to apply surveillance criteria precisely. This is because surveillance definitions like those used in a public health reporting network are developed for epidemiologic surveillance and not for clinical diagnosis. For instance, a resident may fit the surveillance criteria for a central line-associated bloodstream infection, CLABSI, but may not be clinically diagnosed as having a catheter-related infection, or a resident may be clinically diagnosed with pneumonia but may not meet the surveillance definition. The IP and their team should have the selected criteria available whenever they are performing surveillance activities. Some of these criteria may be included in their line listings. Loeb criteria were developed to guide antimicrobial treatment and prescribing decisions for specific patients/residents. Loeb criteria rely on a person-centered method to promote proper treatment as well as antimicrobial stewardship. McGeer criteria are designed to use clear and consistent definitions within LTC populations. As described by the World Health Organization, there are a few key distinctions between surveillance case definitions and clinical definitions. Key differentiations include: clinical definitions focus on guiding resident care instead of informing surveillance and public health activities. Clinical definitions apply subjective criteria in addition to objective criteria, instead of just applying objective criteria. Clinical definitions focus on the individual level, not the population level. Clinical definitions focus on accurately describing the resident's condition instead of consistently describing shared conditions across a population. Clinical definitions focus on the current clinical presentation of the resident and do not include temporal considerations. Note that it may be important to be able to describe the differences between these to facility leadership and healthcare providers. Proper documentation of these may affect the facility's reimbursements for services rendered and activities undertaken. Revised McGeer criteria. In 2012, the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America, SHEA, and the CDC released updated surveillance definitions for LTC facilities. These are often referred to as the McGeer criteria, standardized definitions that address clinically relevant infections found in LTC settings. They also take into consideration the limited IPC resources available to most LTC facilities, including limited radiology and laboratory data, blunted immune responses in elderly residents, and brief resident notes. The McGeer criteria were revised in 2012 by Stone et al. To include conditions and signifiers for respiratory tract infections, urinary tract infections, UTIs, eye, ear, nose, and mouth infections, skin and soft tissue infections, gastrointestinal tract infections, systemic infections. As part of these six categories, The McGeer criteria identify four constitutional criteria that establish common definitions for common infection signs and symptoms. As IPs become more familiar with the McGeer criteria, they may notice that conditions often include at least one of these constitutional criteria. Additionally, the four constitutional criteria have conditions of their own that must be met. These criteria and their conditions are detailed in Exhibit 4-8. Exhibit 4-8. McGeer Constitutional Criteria. These criteria guide the decision-making process by providing the IP with the conditions needed to consider the person in question a relevant case. The first step is usually to identify signs and symptoms that might indicate the presence of an infection. The McGeer criteria typically require additional diagnostic information, for example, positive laboratory tests or X-rays, to confirm the infection. Here are a couple of examples of how the McGeer criteria guide the identification of HAIs. Exhibit 4-9. McGeer criteria and respiratory infection, pneumonia. If there is a suspected case of pneumonia, then all three of the criteria in Exhibit 4-9 must be met. The IP, or other HCP, would work through these conditions one by one. If a single one of them is not met, then it would indicate that the resident does not have pneumonia. The IP or HCP would then have to refine their case definition and consider alternatives. Exhibit 4-10. McGeer criteria and C. difficile. C. difficile is a common infection among residents at LTC facilities, and Exhibit 4-10 shows the decision-making process for identifying its presence using the McGeer criteria. National Healthcare Safety Network criteria. The National Healthcare Safety Network, NHSN, criteria work in much the same way as the McGeer criteria. They provide a guide for decision-making based on certain conditions being met or signs and symptoms being in evidence. They are, however, more extensive and detailed than the McGeer criteria. This is partly because they are intended for any healthcare setting, not LTC facilities in particular. However, some categories are acquiring LTC reporting requirements. So IPs should familiarize themselves with the NHSN criteria. The current NHSN surveillance criteria for HAIs are bone and joint infection, bloodstream infection, central nervous system infection, cardiovascular system infection, eye, ear, nose, throat, and mouth infection, gastrointestinal system infection, lower respiratory system infection, excluding pneumonia, reproductive tract infection, surgical site infection, skin and soft tissue infection, systemic infection, UTI, ventilator-associated event. The NHSN is a reporting body, and so the NHSN criteria also include relevant reporting requirements. The CDC has published several useful checklists related to NHSN surveillance based on criteria groupings. These checklists include the symptoms to identify, the decision-making process for specific HAI events, and the infection reporting requirements.